the knowing ones eat, as for a race. But a stupid fellow saves his portion, just nibbles a bit and keeps the rest for another time. Most provident blockhead! The others, when they have gobbled up their shares, set upon him, plunder him, and thrash him for crying out. Before the terms depreciation, suspension, and going into liquidation were heard, there might have been some reason in the practice of laying up. But now it denotes the darkest blindness. The prudent men of the present time are the men in debt. The tendency being to sacrifice creditors to debtors, and the debtor party acquiring daily new strength, everyone is in a haste to get into the favored class. In any case, the debtor is safe. He has put his enjoyments behind him. They are safe. No turns of fortune can disturb them. The substance he has eaten up is irrecoverable. The future cannot trouble his past. He has nothing to apprehend. He has anticipated more than fortune would ever have granted him. He has tricked fortune. And his creditors? Bah! Who feels for creditors? What are creditors? Landlords. A pitiless and unpitiable tribe. All griping extortioners. What would become of the world of debtors if it did not steal a march upon this rapacious class?